Welcome back to His Time. I'm Andy Bates. Joining me by phone this morning, Karen Schuto. She's the Director of Fundraising and Events at Lutheran Association for Special Education. Good morning, Karen.
Good morning, Andy. I'm so happy to be with you this morning.
Well, thank you for being my guest. Karen, for our listeners not familiar with Lutheran Association for Special Education, also known as LACE here in the St. Louis area, tell us a little bit about the work of LACE.
Really important who LACE is and what we do. We serve 14 schools in the St. Louis area and also in the St. Charles area. We're providing special education services to nearly 1,000 students. Our impact is great, and one of the wonderful things I think is that we say that LACE includes everyone who has a heart for reaching, inspiring, and strengthening the potential and purpose of every child of the King. So the thing that makes us different is that we provide special ed services in a Christian environment, in a loving environment, and we also are so happy to have the opportunity to, get our children involved with Jesus, help them know that he loves them, and try to get them to have him in their lives every single day.
Quite often when we think of Lutheran education or private schools, we might think that they can't provide the services that some of the bigger public schools can provide. But LACE steps up to provide some of those services to help make a difference so that children who need special education can also receive that Christian education.
That's a great point, Andy. And one of the things I'm proud of, too, and you've said this before, and it struck me, you said a child shouldn't be labeled by their disability. And I think that's so important. Our children learn differently, and that's not a bad thing. But someone has to take the time to understand what will make that click. We have an incredible faculty that is actually what they like, why they chose to be in special ed, because they want to reach that particular child and give them tools and strategies that they're going to be using for the rest of their lives.
Karen, where can we find the services of Lutheran Association for Special Education?
We provide them, solely in Lutheran schools. If you want to see the particular schools, because we are in 14 of them, go on to our website. It's www.lutheranspecialed.org, and there's a great listing of the schools and where they're located.
So all around the St. Louis area, though, right?
St. Louis, and also opening into the St. Charles area. We've got some great, all the way to Wentzville, actually.
Wonderful, wonderful. Any idea how many kids, I know it's probably hard to measure, but how many kids who benefit from Lutheran Association for Special Education?
Andy, between testings, consulting, direct services, speech therapies, all those things, we reach about 1,000 students. But what's more incredible is that fellowship and that our presence in the schools. So many of the Lutheran principals tell us what a wonderful lesson it is to learn about people that are a little different than us, to have patience and compassion for people that learn differently. And we've even had some just general ed students choose special ed as their career because of their experience with Lutheran Association for Special Ed.
There are certainly benefits for everyone when special education happens in our Lutheran schools, because those students who need special education are able to be in a classroom, in a setting, in an environment where they're interacting and, as you pointed out, have that fellowship alongside other students who do not necessarily need special education. So there's this great fellowship and opportunity to learn alongside one another, regardless of what their needs are when it comes to learning.
Exactly. And unfortunately, legally, qualifying for special ed services has tightened up. So there are many students that are just on the cusp. They need some extra help, but they don't totally qualify. And we try to, our teachers go in and work with the general ed teachers to help them with some strategies to help these children that aren't legally, they don't have an IEP, but they really need some extra help to be academically successful.
So also bridging that gap so that students don't fall through the cracks.
Exactly.
Well, you have, LACE has a holiday event coming up just down the road, coming up, November 12th. Tell us about this event so that we can help support Lutheran Association for Special Education.
This event, Herald the Holidays, is very special. It was founded by a mother of one of our students, many, many years ago, over 20 years. And unfortunately, her daughter was more severely disabled. Her name was Megan James, beautiful little angel of a girl. And we, at that time, we could serve her. However, Megan passed away when she was 16. And her mom used that grief. She wanted Megan's legacy to live on. And she founded this event, Herald the Holidays. It is a luncheon. It's a silent auction. It's a program. We normally have entertainment, fashion show or style show. And we've had this every year since she founded it. And at this point, we have over 300 women that are loyal fans of this particular fundraiser for the Children of Lace. It's at Orlando's Event Center on Dorset Road. If any of you attended the Lutheran Prayer Breakfast last week, we're utilizing that same facility. And this year, we're proud to say that we're featuring the St. Louis Reps Costume Parade. So they're going to do a fashion show of costumes from featured plays that the rep has put on throughout the years.
How exciting. How fun.
Right. The silent auction has over 300 items, and this is one of the best ways to kick off your holiday season. You walk in there, and you know it begins. You realize it. And it's so wonderful that we tie in the spirit of giving and the season of Jesus with giving back to the children and you know, really just pitching in and donating for the Children of Lace. So it's a very, normally this event will bring in revenues exceeding $60,000 that we can put back into funding for services for the children.
So the silent auction might also be a one way to get a good start on your Christmas shopping, I guess.
Oh, you should see the ladies. They love it. There will be children's items, sports and recreation, holiday, Christmas, fashion, you name it. And there's also a holiday boutique that you can, you know, purchase some little items to even stocking stuffers we've got for those hard-to-find gifts that maybe for $5 or $6. So there's something for everyone at this event. And I'm very proud to say, too, that this is Lace's 60th birthday this year. So it's a big year for Lace. We've been around for 60 years. So that we think of the hundreds of thousands of children's lives that we've served over those years. And that's also, you know, that motivates us to keep this mission and keep growing our, you know, with our vision and reach as many kids as we can.
Well, thanks be to God for 60 years of the faithful service of Lace to serve students in Lutheran education, Lutheran special education.
Yes.
So the event includes a luncheon, a silent auction, a sales boutique, the costume parade, all kinds of festivities on November 12th. When does it all start on the 12th?
Doors open at 9:30. And normally things just keep running. The auction's open from 9:30 to 11:30, and then we begin the program. And then we ended up with the costume parade. I'm proud this year, too. We have a student ambassador every year, but Terry Tatum is a senior out at Lutheran High School in St. Charles, and he's part of the Lace Learning Center. And this young man is the epitome of leadership, being a Christian, volunteering. He's just wonderful, and we're very proud. He's one of our students, and he was accepted to Central Missouri State University. So that really makes us proud, and he's happy. He's a brave young man. He's coming in with all these 300 women, but he's willing to do it. He wants to come and tell his story to our guests that day.
How do we register for the event?
You can go online again on our website, thelutheranspecialed.org, and go to events, and you can register right online. The tickets are $55 for single, and we have reserved tables of 10. For $550, but you can go on and reserve, you know, two guests or three guests, whatever. But the reservations are coming in, so I would recommend heading to the website and get your reservation in as soon as possible.
All right, so LutheranSpecialEd.org, that can you can find out about the event there and register. What about a phone number?
314-268-1234.
Well, that's pretty easy. 314-268-1234. Register for the event. And any cost or tickets in advance that are, you know, what's the cost for tickets for the event?
Right. The cost is $55 for a single reservation. And it's $550 for a reserved table of 10.
Very good.
And there will be no bad seats in the house. The fashion show, they're going to walk amongst the guests, let them touch the costumes, and they do a really nice job.
Well, it sounds like a fun event. Can you give us another example of a student who's benefited from Lutheran special education thanks to folks who support through events like this.
Oh, we could not do this without our donors. I am amazed at the generosity that people show us. I often wonder why people give to LACE, and it's not necessarily that they've had a child with special needs, but they just believe in the mission, and they are thankful and grateful that their children, didn't have to struggle through school, didn't have some of the problems that some of our students and challenges that our students face. But, we've just got people with speech problems. Some of the interesting ones, too. Now, so many of our schools, say, Word of Life in the city, they have students now that English is a second language. And you can only imagine coming from a family where English isn't spoken as the main language in the home, plus they have a speech impairment. And we've got some special programs for them that we're working with them, that these children, without speech, without reading capabilities, you will not be academically or socially successful in this world. And we have just so many. We've got a wonderful little girl that had some issues. Actually, her first couple days of school, she sat under her desk. She just was not socially communicating with anyone. And that little girl now sings, and she gets up in front of people and performs, and she's getting ready to graduate from St. Mark's, a school out in Eureka. So just fabulous. One after the other, stories of children that found their way and realized that they are a loved child of Jesus. And that to us is success.
Certainly, that's of most importance, that they hear that good news of Jesus. And many may come to a Lutheran school with no church home, no connection to a church, but through faithful Lutheran education, they hear that good news of Jesus as children and bring that good news of Jesus into their home as they learn it in their school.
That is correct, Andy. That's happened many, many times. And their siblings, oftentimes they have an influence on their siblings, and also, they share the word, and the students also embrace Jesus and make him part of their life.
Well, thanks be to God for Lutheran Association of Special Education. And the upcoming event, Saturday, November 12th, that's at the Orlando's Event and Conference Center on Dorset Road in Maryland Heights. The silent auction begins at 9:30 and the sales boutique at 9:30, and then lunch to follow. Silent auction, 9:30 to 11:30, lunch to follow, and the program as well, the costume parade, all kinds of festive and fun stuff. This would be a great event to round up a group of friends. Come prepared to get a good start on your Christmas shopping, and also have some fun in supporting Lutheran Association for Special Education.
Well said, Andy. Thank you so much. We appreciate this opportunity to speak with you and just to reach out to our community and tell them about the Children of LACE.
LutheranSpecialEd.org is the website, 314-268-1234. Karen, thanks so much for being my guest this morning, and God's blessings on your upcoming event and all your preparations.
Thank you, Andy. God's blessings to you.
Coming up in just a little bit, our study of the daily lectionary. Today, we're going to study with Pastor Mark Brown. Pastor Mark Brown serves St. Mark's Lutheran Church in West Henrietta, New York. We'll take a look at Matthew chapter 14, verses 1 through 21. We'll study that during the 8 o'clock hour and morning prayer during the 9 o'clock hour. You're listening to His Time on Worldwide KFUO, the messenger of good news for over 90 years.